Good morning, everyone. Today is June the 27th, day 27. I'm in Proverbs chapter 27. If you're just joining us, I'm going through the book of Proverbs to seek wisdom from my father. So as I'm writing this book, which will be out by October, 10 things I wish my father would have taught me. What I'm doing here is I am going through the book of wisdom and to find out what did my father teach me that I wish he would have taught me. So if you have some thoughts, I'd love for you to reply back and let me know. Leave me a voice message. I'd love to add you into one of my podcasts right here. And hey, if you haven't heard any of the other ones, listen to them. They're getting more clear. I'm getting more clear. And the book is getting more clear in my head every day I do this. So like anything, if you're passionate about anything, I want to encourage you, do the reps. I was committed doing this podcast. I was committed writing the book before I knew what I was doing. So I don't even know how to use Anchor. I'm failing along the way. There's a couple of them that didn't post. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. It's not fitting under an episode or a segment. I don't know which one goes where. But guess what? I was committed doing it every day. And if you do it every day, you're going to get the reps in. And eventually, I'm going to figure this shit out, right? All right, so here we go. 10 things I wish my father would have taught me. So I just told you one, actually. Do the reps. I just realized that. So do the reps and you're going to find, you know, what you're really committed to. So day 27, Proverbs 27, verses 5 and 6. Oh, I love this one. Put your seatbelt on. Let's go for a ride. Here we go. Better is an open rebuke than hidden love. Wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. See, one thing I wish my father would have taught me is how to choose your friends. How to choose your friends. Oh, I've had tons of friends, like you, I'm sure. I had some good friends, some bad friends, but I had tons of friends. So here's my encouragement for you. How do you pick your friends? Well, most time we pick them because we have common interests. We play sports together. My last group of friends, we all love craft beers together. Other ones, we did the Ironman together. Another one, we did marathons together. By the way, I only did half Ironman and half marathon. Once I did the halves, I wasn't motivated to do the full Ironman or the full marathon. And you'll find out more about that in the book later. But those were my friends. Those were the crowds that I hung out with. Those were the crew that I ran with. Because we loved to hang out. We made time for each other based on our hobbies, based on what we had in common. We laughed a lot. I love being around guys who laugh. I love being around guys who do pranks and receive pranks. You know some of those guys, right? They can dish it, but they can't take it. And I especially love guys that we could travel together. You know, I'm about to do a road trip from Dallas, Texas, back to California on a motorcycle. First time in my life, because a voice told me buy a motorcycle, and wherever I buy it, I have to drive it back. I'm like, shit, that's just crazy. I think the most I ever rode is a couple hours on a bike, more or less cross country, you know? So I would love to have guys who ride bikes together. That's how you normally chose my friends. And based on this wisdom from the creator of heavens and earth, better is an open rebuke than hidden love. Wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. I've had it all wrong. Obviously, because I never had a dad to teach me this, never had a father figure, never had a mentor, never had a discipler to teach me this. And here's how you should choose a friend. Someone who will tell you the truth, who would wound you with the truth, then hide their love for you. Someone who would wound you with the truth, then lie to you with many kisses and kiss your ass. What? When was that ever a criteria to find a friend? Well, you know why that's important? Because you need a friend that tells you the truth. A friend who has already gone through their own shit, so they're not afraid to go through your shit with you. A friend who's not just sunny friend, no, just when the weather is nice and things are great, but a friend who has weathered the storm and knows what darkness looks like. You need a friend who's not afraid to offend you because they're afraid that you might be offended. But you need a friend who will support your vision. And based on knowing that you want to be a great husband, a great father, a great businessman, a great Christian, a follower of Christ, and anytime you do something outside of those commitments, they are open to tell you the truth, to wound you. They're open not to hide with a whole bunch of kids. Oh, you're doing your best. I'm proud of you. No, but saying, hey, fucking wake up. You're going to get a divorce if you keep on doing that shit. Your kids are going to hate you. You're going to lose your business. Why don't you go ahead and spit in God's face? Because that's what you're doing. That's the kind of friend you need. Because you need a friend that doesn't hold you small, as if you're going to break if they tell you the truth. But you need a friend who believes that you can handle the truth. You want the truth because you're committed to being a great father, a great husband, a great Christian, a great businessman. That's why you need this friend. Well, how do you find a friend like that? You're not going to like this answer. What I've discovered after my many journeys here is, how do you find a friend like that? A friend who will give you open rebuke instead of hidden love. A friend who will give you wounds instead of hidden kisses. That friend, my friend, starts with you. You won't find these people. You won't. Because if these people are living this lifestyle and you are not, they will repel you. You know how many friends I have lost since I've gone this journey? Of just being uniquely myself. Being honest and truthful with who I am. Declaring what I want. Stop living to what culture told me and what my mom brought me to America, have American dream. Not what the church tells me what a man's supposed to be. You know, when I became a Christian, they told me I had to put on a jacket. I never fucking owned a jacket. I'm an immigrant. We lived off of food stamps. I was poor. We went to Buddhist temples. We didn't go to a church. And they told me I had to wear a jacket. And then I smoked. They're like, oh, you can't smoke coming to church. Well, what the fuck? You're not taking me as I am? And if I couldn't, if I didn't need God to quit smoking, I wouldn't need to go to church. And then they told me I couldn't ride my motorcycle because I'd be a bad influence on people. It's dangerous. Holy shit. So as soon as I went on this journey saying, just be me. That's how God created me. Just be me. Because I'm uniquely, wonderfully created. I'm not like anyone else. I'm not like my Asian culture. I'm not docile. Not even close. I'm not like my Christian culture. Emasculated. I'm not like anybody I know. I'm fucking crazy. At least I thought I was. So as I went on this journey, just being me, living out the gospel, speaking truth, an open rebuke instead of hiding my love for people, colliding with my wife and my children and my friends, wounding my friends instead of giving them hidden kisses like an enemy would and lie to them, and just committed speaking the truth, I have lost so many friends. I'm not kidding you. Because they don't want to go on the same journey. Not their fault. But I'm committed on the journey of being in integrity and speaking the truth, staying in the light, being whole and complete, lacking nothing when I don't hide anything in the shadows and anything in the darkness. My friends, how do you find these friends? You don't. You become that friend. It starts off with you. You have to be committed telling the truth, first to yourself and then to others. And then you have to do the work. Once you expose the truth, you bring everything to the light, then you got to start doing the work. You got to start doing the work, meaning you have to go into the storm. You have to go into the darkness. You have to go in and get your gift in the darkness and come back out in your faith. Where's the darkness? Where's the areas that you don't want to confront with God? Why do you let your mom die? That's why I ask him often. You didn't even really give me a dad. So then all of a sudden you take away my mom while she's in her mid-60s? When I just got married, had my first kid? Don't know what the hell I'm doing? What kind of cruel God are you? I went into the dark and had that conversation with God. And I came out with a gift. See, you have to do the work in your faith, in your fitness, in your family, in your finance. What is it about your marriage that you're not content with, that you need to go into the dark and find it? What's the parenting issue you struggle with? What's the business issue you can't resolve? What's the thing you hate about yourself and you can't love yourself? Those are the work you have to do. So you want to have a friend that will open rebuke you instead of hide their love, give you wounds better than hidden kisses from an enemy? Well, first, you got to start off being a truth teller. You got to start off being an integrity. You got to do what you say in your core four: faith, fitness, family, and finance. Second, not only do you need to be the truth teller, you need to do the work. You need to be consistent. See, friends are consistent, you can rely on. That's it, my friends. Those three things. Tell the truth. Be committed to the truth at all costs, because the truth will set you free. Second, do the work. Do the work that someone that lives in truth, because when you expose things that are in the shadow and the darkness, there's some work. There's some cleanup. There's some apology. There's some reconciliation. But you got to do the work, because you have to be able to go through the storm. Because if you are not that friend who has already gone through a storm, when they go through a storm, you will not call them out. You'll hold them small as if it will break them, instead of holding them high towards your vision to be a man of God, and hold them high. Give them open rebuke. That shit is not working. You keep that up, you'll lose your marriage. You'll ruin your parenting. You'll lose your business. You'll die with your health. How many of your friends right now are eating like shit, drinking like alcoholics, but it's just weekend, it's social? There's nothing wrong drinking if you own it and it doesn't own you. But are you a friend that would rebuke someone who gets drunk and starting to get drunk more and more, instead of just having a casual glass of wine or a couple of beers? The reason you can't call them out, because you haven't done the work on yourself. Tell the truth, do the work, and be consistent. Tell the truth, do the work, and be consistent. I'm sorry to tell you, you can't find a friend. You got to be that friend. And when you're that friend, you will attract people who want to tell the truth, that does the work, and that are consistent. So here's your call to action today. Are you ready? What area in your core four, your faith, your fitness, your family, or your finance, that you need to go through the storm first? You need to go into the darkness and do the work and start becoming that friend. And the only way you can become that friend who will give open rebuke instead of hidden kisses, who will wound you or wound others, then have many kisses that are from an enemy. The only way you can be that friend or have those friends, if you do the work on yourself first. So here's your call to action. Go. Is it your faith, your relationship with God, your spiritual connection, your purpose in life? Is it your fitness, your love for yourself, your physical body? Is it your family? Not just your biological family. These are the relationships that you've created and committed to. Family at work, family at home, extended family, biological family, your neighborhood friends. Or is it in your finance? Is it in your career and the way you create money? Here's my question to you. Which one of those four areas you need to go in first today? Not tomorrow, not next week, today. And go into the darkness. Whatever you've been hiding in there. A conversation that needs to be had. If you're not having sex with your wife each week, that's an area of conversation. I dare you to do this. Ask your children. What do you want to do with daddy that you haven't yet? Because I've been too busy. Oh shit, you better be sitting down, because they're going to knock you out. It's going to be something very simple like playing Uno, reading a book to me. But you've been too damn busy. Do the work. Maybe it's in your health, your fitness. Maybe you need to change the way you eat. Maybe you need to start exercising more. But what conversations left on the table that you're afraid to have, that you put in the shadows or the darkness? That's what you need to do today, my friend. Become that friend. Become the friend that everyone seeks. Because better is an open rebuke than hidden love. Wounds from a sincere friend, a friend who's done the fucking work, are better than many kisses from an enemy, a lying enemy. So become that friend today, my friend. Tell the truth, do the work, and be consistent. All right, do it now. Go.